Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Heal Your Relationship. A New Way of Improving Your Relationship Skills by Indra Torsten Price is a relationship self-help guide that introduces readers to a systemic approach. Rooted in family constellations therapy, rather than focusing mainly on communication tips or dating tactics, the book argues that many recurring relationship conflicts are shaped by unseen family system dynamics, including unconscious loyalties, inherited burdens, and unresolved patterns from childhood. Priest draws on his experience as a therapist and facilitator of constellation work to explain how these dynamics can surface as repeated attraction to the wrong partners. Persistent conflict, distance, or dissatisfaction. A central aim is to help readers shift from trying to change a partner to developing self-awareness and inner healing that can alter relationship patterns from the inside out. The book blends explanation of the constellation method with practical elements such as reflective prompts, meditative inner work, and illustrative case material to make systemic thinking usable for personal growth and for therapeutic contexts. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a systemic view of love and conflict. Price frames relationships as part of larger systems rather than isolated interactions between two individuals. In this view, a couple does not only struggle with present-day disagreements, but also with hidden influences from the family systems each person comes from. The book highlights how patterns can repeat across generations when earlier trauma, exclusion, or unresolved grief is not integrated, and how a person may unknowingly act out roles that keep a family story intact. This systemic lens changes the question from why are we fighting to what deeper dynamic is trying to be seen through the fight. Instead of assigning blame, it emphasizes observation, humility, and responsibility for one's own inner work. The approach also challenges purely external explanations for relationship problems by suggesting that sustainable change begins with awareness and an inner shift. Readers are encouraged to notice repeating themes such as distrust, emotional unavailability, rescuing, jealousy, or chronic disappointment, and to consider that these may be linked to earlier family experiences and implicit loyalties. The systemic view offered is meant to expand options when the hidden structure becomes visible, new responses become possible, and entrenched cycles can soften. Secondly, family constellations as a tool for revealing hidden dynamics. A major focus of the book is explaining the philosophy and practice of constellation therapy and why it can be useful for relationship healing. In constellation work, a facilitator helps a client map key figures and influences in a person's life system, making implicit dynamics easier to recognize. Priest uses this method to show how relationship pain can be connected to earlier bonds, family expectations, or unresolved ties, including attachments to parents and identification with ancestors' experiences. The goal is not to analyze endlessly, but to reveal what is operating beneath awareness and to support movement toward a healthier internal order. While the book acknowledges that professional facilitation is often the safest and most effective path, it also aims to make the core ideas accessible to readers who are new to the approach. By presenting the method in clear language and through illustrative examples, it positions constellation work as a practical way to explore why a person repeatedly ends up in similar relational outcomes. For readers familiar with therapy, the distinctive contribution here is the systemic and transgenerational emphasis, which complements individual psychology by adding a wider field of influence to consider when working on intimacy and partnership. Thirdly, unconscious loyalties, entanglements, and transgenerational patterns. Priest emphasizes that people can carry what he describes as destructive loyalties and entanglements that originate in the family system and show up later in romantic relationships. These loyalties may take the form of repeating a parent's unhappy marriage pattern, staying stuck in guilt, choosing partners who recreate familiar pain, or sabotaging closeness when intimacy threatens old defenses. The book encourages readers to take seriously the possibility that suffering can be a form of belonging, where a person remains aligned with the fate of family members through unconscious identification. From this standpoint, a relationship problem is sometimes less about incompatibility and more about an old story being reenacted. By bringing these patterns to light, the reader can begin to separate present reality from inherited emotional obligations. The book also points toward questions readers can reflect on, such as what relationship messages were absorbed in childhood and what roles were modeled around masculinity, femininity, trust, and commitment. The intended takeaway is not to blame parents or the past, but to recognize the forces shaping reactions in the present. Increased awareness can reduce reactivity and create room for new relational choices that are not dictated by old systemic bonds. Fourthly, inner child work and the inside-out path to change. Alongside systemic concepts, the book highlights inner healing practices, including attention to the inner child, as a way to change relationship behavior. The logic is that adult partnership often activates early attachment needs and old wounds, making conflicts feel larger than the immediate trigger. When a person learns to meet some of these needs internally, the pressure placed on the partner can decrease, and the relationship can become less of a battleground for unmet childhood longing. Price integrates reflective and meditative practices intended to help readers discover, embrace, and heal younger emotional parts that may be driving defensiveness, people-pleasing, withdrawal, or control. This focus supports the book's broader claim that lasting relationship improvement starts with self-awareness and self-responsibility, rather than attempts to manage or reform the other person. The approach also fits with the systemic emphasis. Since inner child pain is often connected to family patterns and to what was missing or unspoken in the original family environment, for readers, the practical value is the shift from abstract insight to day-to-day inner work, giving concrete ways to respond differently when familiar relationship triggers arise. Lastly, learning through case material and self-inquiry tools. Priest uses case-based illustrations from his practice to show how systemic dynamics can present in real relationships and how insights from constellation work can change a couple's trajectory. These examples are used to make an unfamiliar method feel tangible, showing the kinds of realizations clients may have about messages absorbed in childhood and about the hidden structure beneath recurring conflict. Readers who learn best through stories can use the case material as a mirror to identify parallels in their own relational patterns. In addition to narrative examples, the book offers self-help-oriented tools such as guided reflection and a questionnaire-style approach to identifying possible family traumas or systemic stressors that may still be active. This combination of story and structured inquiry supports the book's educational aim to help readers build a new map for understanding relationship issues. It also signals an important boundary. While self-exploration can be valuable, constellation work can be emotionally intense and is often best done with trained guidance. Overall, the case material and exercises function as a bridge between theory and application, helping readers translate systemic ideas into personal observations and next steps. In conclusion, Heal Your Relationship is best suited to readers who feel that common relationship advice has not reached the root of their repeated patterns. Individuals in long-term partnerships, people navigating recurring conflict or disconnection, and readers interested in systemic therapy approaches will likely find the book's perspective especially relevant. It can also be useful for therapists and coaches who want an accessible introduction to how family constellations thinking can inform relationship work. Even if they do not practice the method themselves, the practical benefits come from learning to recognize hidden drivers of relationship behavior, including unconscious family loyalties and childhood imprints, and from being encouraged toward inner healing rather than partner control. The inclusion of reflective tools and inner work practices gives readers concrete ways to explore these ideas beyond intellectual understanding. What helps the book stand out in the relationship self-help category is its emphasis on transgenerational and systemic influences. Presented as a complement to psychological insight and communication skills, rather than a replacement. While many books focus on techniques for better dialogue, Price focuses on the deeper question of why certain conflicts keep returning. Readers open to a blend of therapeutic and spiritual framing, and willing to approach change from the inside out, will find a distinctive and thought-provoking guide. If you would like to support Indra Torsten Price, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.